It's summer. It's hot as, you know, hot things. So right on cue, the Iowa State Fair begins in Des Moines. Of course, last year's fair was canceled because of the pandemic. So we want to check in with Cassidy Arena with member station Iowa Public Radio. Cassidy, you're there. Describe the scene for us.
So I'm actually a first timer, so it's all brand new to me, but people around have told me, you know, the fair regulars say it's a little less crowded than usual, but all of the regular vendors, even new vendors, all of the rides, all of the entertainment is still here. So still a lot of action, but just not as populated as in past years.
Well, I'd say I wish I was there, but then again, 2020 was the first time since the Second World War that there was no state fair in Iowa. It usually draws more than a million people, and we know a little over half of Iowans are fully vaccinated. So what, first of all, are organizers thinking about safety? Are people wearing masks? What's going on?
Well, I'm personally wearing a mask, but there's no mask requirement for any of the fairgoers, although indoors there are signs that say masks are recommended, and then there are a few more hand sanitizing stations than in years past. So they're trying to do the best they can.
And around the country, we've seen companies struggle to hire staff. What's going on there?
Yeah, so an organizer actually told me usually they're done with hiring around June, but this year they were hiring literally up until today. So they were able to hit their goal for employment, but it was a little harder to get those people on time.
Okay, well, so not as many people, some, you know, precautions about health. So I feel we can now move on to the two questions we always ask first about state fairs. Do you know if there is a butter cow this year?
There absolutely is a butter cow every year. It's the one thing that you can depend on with Iowans.
And secondly, we see about 70 things on a stick are going to be on the menu this year, including bologna on a stick, apple pie on a stick. What are you seeing when it comes to the foods? Because that's the competition at state fairs.
Yeah, the food is the main reason, you know, that brings people here. So obviously there's lots of things on a stick. This year there's actually more than 60 new vendors with crazy things like, well, ham and chicken and ranch balls on a stick all the way to like rattlesnake sausages. So if you want to experiment, this is a good place to come.
Have you tried the peanut butter fluff dough? Now we understand this is peanut butter marshmallow fluff, Cocoa Krispies, rolled into a ball, frozen, and then dipped in chocolate?
I have not tried it, but I do know that it's a favorite this year, so maybe it'll be on the list for the future.
Okay, and just back to the, you know, the sensibility here. You know, have you talked to people there? Are you seeing people wearing masks? Are you, you know, obviously you're seeing fewer crowds. Have you talked to people concerned, you know, about health aspects?
You know, people are not wearing masks around me. There's a few sprinkled in and around, but the majority by far are not wearing masks. But, you know, the vendors are set very far apart, and since there's not that many people here yet, people don't seem to be that concerned yet with any sort of Delta variant with COVID-19.
Do I hear a mask on you?
You do. You hear two masks on me.
Yes, that's smart. Cassidy Arena with Iowa Public Radio at the Iowa State Fair in Des Moines. Thank you so much. Have fun.
Thank you, Robin. Bye.